T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this beautiful Thursday morning throughout the Delaware Valley. Tell you what, not so beautiful, though, last night. Very disappointing performance by the Phils on various fronts. We'll get to that. Of course, as it pertains to the trade deadline, you know, they got to start. They could start a critical series tonight versus the Atlanta Braves. And the Phils lost an entire game yesterday to the Mets. Mets win, Phils lose. 3.5 games back. Of course, trade deadline coming up in about a week or so. So we'll be all over talking about that. 5 days to the Eagles with training camp. Tomorrow, the Olympics start. Although they actually have started. There's some competitions going on. U.S. women's soccer team lost yesterday. We got a lot to do. We'll talk about it all here with you today. 215-592-9494. Again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Giant pandas can eat up to 15 tons of bamboo in a year.
15 tons?
15 tons of bamboo. They can eat up to 84 pounds of it every day.
What does Bamboo Brad Miller think about that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's probably, I don't know, defensive of the bamboo.
Well,
the
sure,
bamboo,
it's his
but
thing.
It grows so fast. It is a self-sustaining diet. So it's not as bad as
your
you
facts,
might think.
Man. Let me just say this, and look, I want to hear from everyone on last night's Phillies game. We're going to get to the Zach Ertz thing, right? That was good stuff yesterday. Although maybe everyone doesn't agree because I know John had been of the mindset, let's not have Ertz on the team, clear some cap space. We'll get to all of that, but let's start today, John, with the Phillies, because I got to tell you, I was disgusted with that Phillies game last night. And listen, there was terrible hitting with runners in scoring position. There was certainly some bad pitching by some of the pitchers. There was a huge blown opportunity to win a game versus the Yankees. They lose a game in the standings. But there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing that disgusted me more than what Joe Girardi said after the game about Spencer Howard, the Phillies starting pitcher, when he said he was proud of Spencer Howard last night. Spencer Howard pitched 3 innings, and there were 3 good innings. The other team didn't score. And the Phillies manager after the game, you guys have no idea how much this bothered me. And I heard Angelo talking about it. This, I cannot tell you how much this bothered me for so many reasons. And I just want to say, this is where Joe Girardi loses me. Right here, that kind of moment, that kind of mentality, that kind of mindset from the Phillies manager when they start. Listen, guys, don't let anybody tell you that last night was a bullpen game for the Phillies. It wasn't. The Philadelphia Phillies last night started a starting pitcher. Spencer Howard is a starting pitcher. They brought him up from the minor leagues. He's a starting pitcher. And Joe Girardi started him, and after 3 successful innings from Spencer Howard, Joe Girardi pulled him out of the game. Listen to the audio. This is Girardi after the game. It's short. It's sweet. Joe Girardi after the game, and listen, it was 3 good innings by Spencer Howard, but I had so much to say about this. Here's what Girardi said after the game. I mean, proud of him. And by the way, he did throw the ball well. Spencer Howard pitched 3 shutout innings, but only 3 innings, and this at a time when Eflin's out, Nola isn't giving you much, you already have a depleted bullpen situation just based on past games, and Girardi takes him out after 3 innings, and then he says he's proud?
Wait a second.
John, it's a disgrace.
You're saying you have a problem with Girardi pulling him?
It's where Girardi loses me. It's.
I don't understand.
And it's
where. I do understand.
It's weak.
It's not.
It's soft.
Okay, it is soft. Saying you're proud of a guy for pitching three innings when his job, in my mind, is ultimately to pitch six or seven.
Absolutely correct.
But
at a minimum, but that's what it is in modern day. Yes.
Yes, but it was not a mistake to pull Spencer Howard. You're saying you object to both.
How do you figure? They went to a scrub reliever who gave up runs.
The decision to pull Spencer Howard was a sound decision. Oh, he's on short rest, and you have to be honest with yourself about what Spencer Howard is right now. Last night was the most innings that he's pitched ever without giving up a run. Last night, the three innings he pitched,
yep,
the most ever without giving up a run.
So get him
you
out.
Know,
get him
we've
out for the
seen
good of
his- what happens. We've seen what happens. If Joe Girardi would have sent him out for the fourth inning, his velocity would have gone from 96, 97 to 91.
Maybe it would have.
I'm not willing to risk that. We know
what he is.
Did you expect positive results in the fourth inning? Because I didn't.
I didn't expect.
We've watched him fall apart.
We have.
After three.
That's fair.
And so it was the right time.
No.
He can't maintain the velocity. Girardi was right to pull him. It's a miracle we got a shutout from this kid last night. And he can't pitch for long. And the front office, the manager, they're in agreement on this. That's the way it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
And Spencer Howard gave the team more than what they expected on short rest last night.
Listen, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494, whether you agree with me or not, whether you think Girardi actually, as John does, was in the right because he's managing a player that typically does fall apart around the fourth inning, so get him out. I know there's even the thought, hey, he gave you a couple good innings, get him out of there so it's good for his confidence for the next start. What a freaking joke. Let me just say this. This is a major example of why the Phillies don't win. They have conditioned an athlete, who, by the way, was a pretty heralded athlete coming through lower levels of the minors. He's one of their top prospects. They have conditioned an athlete to believe that it is okay to only pitch three innings. And, John, I know you're saying short rest, one day shorter rest than the typical. That last time he started in the minors, he only pitched three innings. They have conditioned. It's not just about last night. See, that's where I'm really cheesed.
Joe.
It's not just about last night.
The last time he pitched in the minors, it was for three innings. You want him to go more than he can go.
John,
you want him to go out there and do something he can't do. You have to be honest about what this player is.
Condition him to be able to do it.
You don't think they
I don't.
Wish he could go
I,
further.
I think
they wish he could pitch
they,
more.
They don't push him. They don't push him.
Well, how do you know that?
John, let me put it this way. Remember when they sent him down to the minor leagues about a month ago? And I'd been calling for him to go to the minors. And one of the things I said is send him down and bring him up when he can actually, when he stretched out and actually give you six or seven innings. Now, here's the deal. I wasn't following it that closely when he was down there over the last month. We're paying attention to Phillies baseball. But I would have hoped that sometime in the last month, they would have said, hey, kid, I don't care if you give up 15 runs. Your ass ain't coming out of the game until you've pitched six innings. I don't care if it's 115 pitches. You're going to pitch longer than you have because we are going to condition you to know how
so
to
do
it.
So we're
going to
put you in harm's way.
It's a minor league game, John.
No, he get hurt, Joe.
He can still blow his shoulder out.
Are you serious? He's had arm issues. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. So the Phillies lost the game. They're 3.5 out because they turn to a scrub in the fourth inning because the guy that's the heralded guy, they've conditioned him to believe it's okay to pitch three innings.
Why see, you act like they that, like
believe,
they want
man.
John,
you act like they prefer that he only pitch this
far. Let me tell you
they're
what this
they're getting
is.
What they can out of Spencer Howard, and that's it. They're pushing him as far as they believe they can push him safely. And you just have to trust him on this.
I don't trust him. That's my point. I actually don't trust him. Here's what this is. I'm going to break this down real simple. This is Doc Rivers. You know, last night, Joe Girardi, I'm proud of him, right? This is Doc Rivers after 58 regular season games. I looked it up this morning. How many regular season games did Ben Simmons play? I didn't know the number. I looked it up. Ben Simmons played 58 regular season games. This is Doc Rivers after 58 regular season games this past season, conditioning Ben Simmons to actually believe. This is the sick thing. Ben Simmons actually believed, because his coach conditioned him to believe, that it is acceptable to not shoot the ball from the outside. So when you got to the playoffs, of course Ben's not going to shoot from the outside, because his coach has told him it's okay not to. Hey, good job, Ben. 12, 8, and 8, but no shots from the outside. You did your job. John, I want the Phillies manager, Joe Girardi, and I want all Philadelphia sports coaches to challenge the athletes, to push the athletes to be all that they can be.
Do you
Spencer Howard last night was not all that he can be.
Do you think that concept is lost on a guy like Joe Girardi?
Yes.
Who has played professional sports.
Exactly.
Do you really think he doesn't understand?
I honestly
That is impossible.
John, it's the way he manages.
No. It's the way he has to deal with this player. Spencer Howard has averaged 2.35 innings per appearance.
Yeah, and
he's got nine of them. He's got nine of them. You want to hear the innings pitched? One.
Yep.
1.1. Yep. 2. 3. 4. 2.1. 4. 1.2. 2.1.
The manager says he's proud. John, why does the manager have to say he's proud?
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with saying that, but I am positive they wish they could get more out of him. This is the way he feels he has to deal with this, by pulling him before he falls apart. And I don't object to pulling him before he falls apart, because it helps our team and it helps keep him healthy. You know, last night, if the other guys on the team did their job, like if our offense would have done their job, Spencer Howard actually did his. He set us up pretty well. You know, considering the situation, pitching on short rest, it was a good performance by Spencer Howard.
Well, I mean, given what he was asked to do, he did his job. He pitched the three innings and he didn't give up a run.
He absolutely did. And that's what I wish Joe Girardi said. Spencer did his job. He went a little further than that.
Right.
I do object to the way that it sounded, because it feels incredibly soft.
Soft.
But the idea of pulling him when he needs pulled is the right decision for a manager to make.
Like, let's hear again, everyone, at 215-592-9494. I'm just telling you, this is where Joe Girardi loses me, because I expected more. And, John, I know where you were a minute or two ago. Like, do I really believe Joe Girardi is of that mindset? And my answer is yes. And I never would have thought it when he walked in the door. I never would have thought it when he was the catcher of the Cubs or the catcher of the Yankees. Big, tough guy. Guy on good teams. Guy learning from Joe Torre. Guy learning from Don Zimmer. In a million years, I never would have expected this. But it's what we've got. It's what we've got in Philadelphia. Here's the sick part, in my opinion. Spencer Howard actually wakes up today. He actually wakes up today thinking he did his job last night, because according to his manager, he did do his job. But the manager is misidentifying what his job is. His job is not to pitch only three innings. He is the starting pitcher. They have conditioned him to believe it is acceptable to pitch three innings. That's a joke. It's an organizational failure. And to whatever extent this comes from above, and it may, right, it's a disgrace. I don't say disgrace. It's terrible that Girardi doesn't win the battle above. If the battle is coming from
what are you talking about?
If Dombrowski is saying to Girardi,
they're supposed to be in agreement on these things. They're supposed to be working together. I believe Dombrowski, Joe Girardi, they put their brains together and decided this is the best way to deal with a college relief pitcher.
Oh.
A college relief pitcher.
Who's been a starter in the minor leagues.
You're trying to transform him. You're trying to change him into a starter. This is in some ways an experiment, and you have to be cautious with it. You don't want to hurt the kid and set him back.
I think this is a prime example of why the Phillies lose. I really believe that. I mean, obviously the fundamental thing with what the Phillies, they don't quite have enough talent. We see it again. They're back to 500, you know, merry-go-round. And I told you a couple days ago I didn't believe in the team, and I told you a couple days ago when people were like, yeah, we got to buy. Let's go streaking. Let's buy. Come on. Stop. The Phillies aren't making the playoffs. They're not good enough. But they're not good enough in part because they don't push the players hard enough. One more time. I want to hear Girardi one more time and then in the phones. Here's Joe Girardi about Spencer Howard after last night's game. You'll be fine when you don't make the playoffs. Yep, we'll be fine. We're not going to make the playoffs, but we'll be fine. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's see where everyone stands. I think it's a classic example of being soft on athletes, permitting an athlete to actually believe that he gave the requisite effort because that's all he was asked to do. That's bad by the Phillies, by Joe Girardi. That is bad baseball, and it is bad management. To the phones. Let's kick it off with Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hi, Tom.
So I'll get to the Phillies in a second, but first I have to take umbrage with you, Joe.
What? I'm not in a mood for laughs.
I know. You're not.
Go ahead.
But I have a problem with you having a problem with my answer yesterday of Peter Dinklage.
Okay. Well, why?
Because he was the main star in X-Men Days of Future Past, which I know you don't watch, but that was a huge movie.
I love that movie. And then Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, Game of Thrones is a heavyweight. Look, obviously, he's had some movie success. I just knew there would be others with more movie success. That was my
point.
Right,
but James is correct. I didn't want to take a Mount Rushmore off because I already won.
Well,
so.
I would encourage you to go for. Listen, I don't know what James and John set up in prior days, but I'll say this: yes, we have a lot of repeat callers, and yes, some of the callers have already won. But I mean, I would say go for it. I mean.
Right.
Why? That's like you. You're the one. How annoyed do people get when they have an answer on hold and you take it away from them? It's like everyone hates it.
But I don't want – we've been giving away Phillies tickets for over a week now. I don't want 15 callers giving a weak answer because they've already won tickets. Like that to me is not –
But that wasn't a weak answer.
It's not a weak answer. I agree with you. It's not a weak answer. I just knew it wouldn't be a winning answer.
All right, so the Phillies, it's not a Girardi problem. It's a system problem. It's an organization problem, right? So – All right, so I have a trade proposal that could clear up the pitching woes, okay? Yeah, so stay with me on this one because it's a couple trades over 2 years, right?
Over 2 years.
What do you guys think about trading Spencer Howard straight up to Oakland for Cole Irvin? And then next year we can trade Vinny Velo to the A's for Spencer Howard once they straighten him out.
What's the point other than a little humor? What are we getting at here?
You don't see the point in that?
I mean, I don't know. You got three different
It doesn't matter who's managing these pitchers. When they come up, they're not ready. They're out of position. We have relievers starting, starters relieving. It's a system problem. How can Cole Irvin go out to Oakland and pitch the way he's pitched after what we saw here?
I don't know the answer to that, but you could be right, Tom. It could be a systems issue. You might be right. Let's go to Steve in Williamstown. What's up, Steve?
Go on, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Steve.
I just took you off a speakerphone just to let you know.
Thank you.
I have a problem with Tom having a problem with you having a problem with his answer from yesterday. Peter Dinklage wasn't a star in that movie. He was in it, but he wasn't a star.
There you go.
I could have said Hank Azaria because he's been the Simpsons voices on The Simpsons, and he was also in Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, too.
Okay. Wow. Fair enough.
So there you go. So if the results were any different last night, Joe, would you feel differently about today?
The results could have been different in any number of ways. Spencer Howard could have pitched 5 shutout innings.
He's saying if they won the game is what he's saying.
Well, right. Is that what you're saying, Steve?
Yes, it is.
If they had won the game, I'd be
way more eloquent.
If they had
I
won the game, I would. Well, you said if the results were different, the results could have been different in a million ways.
Right, but he's asking if they won the game. But he's just answer his question. If they won the game, you feel differently is what he's asking.
Clear, that's not what you said. To answer what James is alluding to, what you're saying. Obviously, I would be in a better mood if the Phillies had won. But, Steve, this is – if you remember, and you listen closely, and, Steve, you call all the time, I was very clear during the 76ers regular season after wins that Doc Rivers was not pushing Ben Simmons hard enough. I was very clear about that. So, yes, I'd be in a better mood as a Phillies fan had the Phillies won and been 2.5 out, but I would tell you they're not doing right – by the development of Spencer Howard, who should be the Phillies' fourth starter if he was stretched out properly to be an effective big league pitcher.
He cannot do it, though. So if they can find a niche role for him, which is what last night could have been, because it went into last night's game with that being a, quote, bullpen game anyway.
Which was nonsense.
Who cares?
Total nonsense.
Why is that nonsense?
This is coaching to your players.
Steve,
is what good coaches do.
Steve, is Spencer Howard a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher?
He's a pitcher who has started in the major leagues, has proven that he can't do it, and last night I think is a fine role for him.
All right, yeah. this season, when he was in the minors, he's starting pitcher, right? The answer is yes.
It's not three innings
in his last start, Joe.
He is a starting
Joe, that's pitcher. A moniker, man. Like, you know, there's like positionless sports, like all that stuff. Like he's not what you want him to be. You got to accept who Spencer Howard is. I wish he could go 5'6", 2". It sucks that he can't, but he is who he is. He's a guy who can give you 2 or 3 right now. Like, it is what it is, bro.
And the Phillies brass wishes he could go 6. Joe Girardi wishes
it's like yelling
go
in a cloud. It's not going to change.
He can't do it.
They wish it, but they're not conditioning him to do it.
Dude, it's been 3 weeks since he was back up here. What do you want him to do in 3 weeks? Change completely? It takes time to do
You're
that stuff, man.
You're saying force him to do what he can't do.
Correct.
So then he'll fail.
No.
And the team will be worse off.
Force him to do.
That's what you would have preferred?
No, you're saying can. I'm saying force him to do what he hasn't done. John, I'm not watching these Phillies
minor league we watch his velocity plummet to 90 miles an hour on a fastball in the fourth inning.
Yep.
So you want to keep running that out there? I don't.
Well, I don't want him
because guys are licking their chops just waiting for him to fall off.
Who was that guy they went
to? You got to get him off
Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, Christopher Sanchez. So let's go to him in the fourth inning.
But, Joe, it's not what – Spencer Howard doesn't have it in him, man. Like, at beginning of next year, if Spencer Howard's up and he can't go 5, 6, 7, then you could say, what the hell have they been doing? It's been 3 weeks, man. Yeah, you can only do so much.
But, listen, I understand 3 weeks isn't 3 months, but I would have expected – since he was sent down to the minors, that they should have stretched him out longer. And my point, you're saying he can't do it. I'm saying I don't think he does it because they don't push him hard enough to do it.
They pushed him in the minors. No. He had, the velocity on his slider went from like 81 miles an hour to 88 miles
an hour.
Also,
how do you know what they're doing with him in the minors?
There are changes that he's making that are improving him as a pitcher. Just because he can't pitch deeper into a game doesn't mean they're not working. Doesn't mean he's not working. Everyone wishes he could do what you're suggesting, but he can't.
All right,
so you can't ask him to go out there and risk injury and risk the team losing the game because he can't throw.
Well, they lost the game in part because they took him out and went to a scrub reliever. James, you asked me, how do I know what they're doing with him in the minors?
Yeah.
I know 1% of what they're doing with him. I don't know how they're instructing him. I don't know what pitches are telling him to talk the pitch. I don't know anything about any of the conversations they're having with him. What I know sitting in Philadelphia is that when I look at his time in the minors, they're all around 3 innings as starts. And my
he's gone James, 6. He's gone 7 in the past.
Not much lately. My expectation when he went down there is that they would have forced him. It's a freaking minor league game. Who cares if you win or lose? It's a minor league game. This is forcing Ben Simmons to shoot. This is forcing Spencer Howard to go 6 or 7 innings and say, then come see us. I mean, the last time he pitched 3 innings.
That might be who he is, Joe. Like, he might not be a starting pitcher, it turns out.
James,
like, that. What do you mean, no? That's certainly possible.
What will happen if the Phillies say, you're going 6 innings tonight?
He has in the minors. He went 5, 2 starts ago. Like, they're trying, He's moving forward.
Great.
It's 3 weeks, dude. Your arm just doesn't turn into all of a sudden, oh, I can go 8 now. Like, no problem.
The whole thing's a joke.
Like, you sound crazy with this.
This is where Girardi loses me, and this is part of why the Phillies lose. And they're not going to make the playoffs, and I'm just being real. Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. What a joke. Girardi, what a joke. Soft. I never thought I would say Joe Girardi, soft. Dude, soft. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.